Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 23rd of December, 2023. The Bible reading today is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 11 to 15. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard, in love, because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Today's article, titled Fellowship in Jesus, was written by Dave Brannan. I'm not sure who's responsible for turning out the lights and locking up the church after our Sunday morning service, but I know one thing about that person. Sunday dinner is going to be delayed. That's because so many people love to hang around after church and talk about life decisions, heart issues and struggles, and more. It's a joy to look around 20 minutes after the service and see so many people still enjoying each other's company. Fellowship is a key component of the Christ-like life. Without the connectivity that comes from spending time with fellow believers, we'd miss out on many benefits of being a believer. For instance, Paul says we can encourage one another and build each other up. The author of Hebrews agrees, telling us not to neglect getting together because we need to be encouraging one another. And the writer also says that when we're together, we spur one another on towards love and good deeds. As people dedicated to living for Jesus, we prepare ourselves for faithfulness and service as we encourage the disheartened and are patient with everyone. Living that way, as he helps us, allows us to enjoy true fellowship and to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Let's pray. Dear God, please help me to be someone who generously encourages others in love and compassion. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Mike, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.